Now I'm going to offer you one final way to work with your dream. You might have noticed that dreams are stories. They have beginnings and middles and ends. It's usually when they don't have endings. Sometimes we call them a nightmare because they wake us up right in the middle and we don't see the resolution, especially a positive resolution, and so they frighten us sometimes. But most dreams have beginnings, middles, and ends. And actually, we literally, in psychoanalysis, divide them into four parts. We say they have an exposition, meaning the opening of the dream with all the characters and the landscape. It's like the opening of a novel where all the characters have something to say and their habitat is described. Then there's mounting action. People start doing things. Things start occurring in the dream. Then the third part is the crisis. In other words, there comes a point, a tension point of some sort, where something's got to give, something's got to change, something's got to go one way or the other. And then there's what's called the lysis, or the resolution. And that's the part of the story or the dream where the outcome is seen, either positive, negative, or neutral. So, for instance, once a long time ago, I dreamt that I was at the bottom of a well. And at the bottom of the well was a rose bush that I had been tending for years and years and years. And I was trying to grow that rose bush with its flowers blooming all up above ground. And it had taken so many years. And finally, in this particular dream, there I was at the bottom of the well, watering the rose bush, and the rose bush had finally grown all the way up and up and up to the very top of the well and was in fact blooming at the top of the well. Now, the exposition of the dream was me at the bottom of the well all by my lonesome. The mounting action is I'm watering and watering and watering and watering and watering. The crisis is it ever going to reach the top of the well? Is it ever going to show above ground? And the lysis is one day, finally, it grows tall enough to grow up over the edge of the well into full sunlight where it blooms. And that's the lysis. I had this dream when I was trying to write a book that took me 20 years to write. And I sent that book out to publishers over 40 times, and 40 times it was rejected. But one day, many years later, over 20 years later, finally that book did bloom at the top of the well, and that was the outcome. When I had this dream, it was an encouraging dream, a hope that someday this beautiful thing that could carry some fragrance into the world would bloom in a way that could be seen. And it gave me hope. It gave me inspiration. And this is why we follow our dreams. This is why we want to know what they mean. Because they encourage us. They break open our narrowness of vision. They open our tightness of heart. Dreams make us as large as we really are. They give us the world on the terms of our wholeness rather than on the terms of our woundedness or our smallness. So we have a longing to listen in order to be made whole. And when we follow our dreams, and this is most important, we can leave a better world behind because we give others permission to also follow an interior prophet, an interior storyteller, an interior teacher who can help to make others whole as well. So may you have dreams that save you from yourself, and I wish you dreams that take you far into mysteries, and I wish you dreams that show you the things that you need to see that will help you, and I wish you dreams that will please your heart and comfort you. I wish you dreams especially that are direct, sweet, loving letters from home.
This concludes the Beginner's Guide to Dream Interpretation with Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Music by Stephen McNamara. To order additional copies of this program or to receive a free catalog of over 400 audio and video tapes, please visit Sounds True on the World Wide Web, www.soundstrue.com, or call 800-333-9185, or write the Sounds True catalog, P.O. Box 8010, Boulder, Colorado, 80306. Thank you for listening.